She hunkered down on the old blanket her mommy had put in there for her and held Big Bear close. Sometimes, when she was alone in the dark like this, just her and Big Bear, she could almost breathe again. The funny weight would leave her chest, and she would feel not so bad anymore. She was safe. She was okay. Here in the dark, nobody could hurt her. She could close her eyes, and the bad things would go away. She could float, peaceful, thinking of kittens and clouds and all the things she liked best. Today, she tried the trick. She screwed her eyes shut. She pressed her cheek against the top of Big Bear's woolly head. But nothing happened. No floating. She was just a little girl sitting on a hard floor in a closet that smelled like old shoes. She kept seeing Sally and Alice. She saw them on the floor. Then she saw pretty Miss Avalon. And then she raised her eyes. Becky whimpered in the closet. She turned her face into Big Bear's neck. "Be brave," she told him. "Be brave, be brave. Don't make a sound." Big Bear was a very brave brown bear. He didn't make any noise as she rocked with him on the floor while her parents fought in the living room. He didn't make any noise as she whimpered and warred with evil monsters. And he didn't make any sound as she cried and still saw too many things, like what had happened to pretty Miss Avalon. Becky's mouth hurt from the jello salad. Her shoulders sagged from too many nights without enough sleep. She didn't give up, though. She was tough. Her daddy liked to say that she was just like him, a real trooper. Becky didn't know what a trooper was, but she wanted to be like Daddy, big and strong and brave. She needed to be like Daddy. She had to be tough. She had to keep Danny safe.